With a $20,000 federal grant, emergency manager Rob Fiedler recently purchased and equipped two hazmat trailers for Delta and Hotchkiss fire departments. That's important, says Fiedler, because about one-third of the traffic on Highway 50 is carrying hazardous material, which could present public health concerns.
Anything from spilled gasoline tankers to fracking water, especially with all the oil drilling, all the chemicals, and then, of course, US 50 is a major north-south route.
And some trucks carry nuclear waste, says Fiedler. Most of it comes from the Rocky Flats nuclear weapons plant near Boulder and the Idaho National Laboratory in Idaho Falls, and is hauled to the Waste Isolation Pilot Program in northeastern New Mexico.
They're starting to haul stuff out of Rocky Flats and out of Pueblo, and some of that could very well be coming through here, the spent nuclear.
In addition to the new hazmat trailers, Fiedler told the commissioners that there are now 3 certified hazmat technicians in the county. That's a 300% improvement, says Fiedler, since the county has had no one qualified since the county's former integrated solid waste coordinator, Gary Vance, left in April. Another 13 people are also certified to assist in such an emergency. For KVNF News, I'm Marty Derlin.